Amen. Thank you. Mighty restoration in your heart and life. God's doing some restoring. And I just want to mention, I know, just to make sure nobody thinks it was, you know, before she was just praying in Spanish, okay? Yes. It wasn't a prophecy, okay? I just want to make, because you see in the scriptures, and I have to clear that up, in the scriptures, if there is a prophecy in unknown tongue, someone has to interpret it because no one knows what is being said. And that's just how it's, but it wasn't. It was just prayer. Is that what I'm, that's what I took it as. Okay. Amen. We need to hear it. We need to praise and honor. I love it. Love it. I like to hear it in French. I like to hear it in Spanish. I like to hear it in English. Just praise unto him. Can you imagine what heaven will be like? My Lord. I mean, my Lord, just praise and glory and honor unto him. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise unto our God. Thank you. Amen. If you would turn in your books, please, page 439, August the 2nd. And the scripture is Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is the reading. Spiritual warfare is a fact of Christian life. The moment we are saved, we enter into the war to end all wars. Spirits of darkness are real. Principalities and powers are present and fanatically opposed to what we believe. What we try to portray and the proclamation of Jesus as Lord. In this battle, there is a quarter axed and no quarter given. In order for us to traverse successfully through the spiritual mayhem, there is a simple process that we must learn to embrace. First, the believer must learn to rest in Christ. That's good. You need to underline that. As we depend holistically upon who he is and what he has done, the whole armor of God settles upon us and the word of God becomes our sword. Second, number two, we must learn how to rely on the grace of God to empower, strengthen, and transform us. By his grace, we learn to walk worthy of our vocation as Christians. We have the responsibility of being a light to a darkened world. Third, we must learn to stand in the power of the might of the Lord. The enemy is closing in, and the battle is raging. We know that. We must be ready. I'm glad that I know the Lord Jesus Christ and that I have chosen to fight for the winning side. Remember that. You're always on the winning side. Hallelujah. Makes you want to preach, makes you want to run, huh? You're always on the winning side of every battle because of what God has done in us and through us and because of him, not because of us, but because of him. Praise God. Amen. If you would, take your Bibles and let's make our declaration before him. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to turn to Psalms 103, verse 7. Page 979, which is 979. Amen, huh? You say, Pastor, okay. Something the Lord put upon my heart this last week, just praying in tongues, just praying and saying, Lord, you know, praying in tongues. You know, you pray in tongues, you don't know what you're praying. You don't know. That's a prayer language that God has given to that individual. You pray in tongues and you're just praying. And a thought went through my mind and down to my soul. And the thought was, make yourself known. And I said, Lord, this was just right after I finished praying. It was like, Lord, make yourself known to the church. And I was talking about this church. I can't pastor the world, but I can pastor you. And I said, Lord, make yourself known to us as a church. individually, as a collective group of people, Lord. Make yourself known to us who you are, Lord. We read about it in the Word of God. We read about who you are and how faithful you've been to your people. But Lord, make yourself known to me. He lives inside of us. He's given us abundant life. He's worked things out for our good in all circumstances in our lives. But Lord, make yourself known to me and to this church, Lord. See, we want to see the fire of the Holy Ghost move upon this place. That God would change circumstances. That God would change things in our hearts and lives and help us to live according to the word of the Lord. You see, to feel the presence of God is the priceless thing that no man can pay. We can't pay for it. It's priceless to come into a church service. And I'm telling you this, and I'm not saying it braggishly, people, at all. But let me tell you this. People are gathering this morning, and they leave the same way they walked in. Because the presence of the Lord is not there. Make yourself known to me as a pastor. Make yourself known to me as a son of the living God. Make yourself known unto us who you are, God. That as we go through whatever circumstances, that we will not turn to the left or to the right, but we will be steadfast in serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, no matter what. That when circumstances come our way that are good or bad, that we stay on the side of looking to Him no matter what. Because we know who He is and what He can do. Like the book said, stay on the winning side. We're on the winning side, people. No matter what goes on in this world, no matter what happens in our lives, we're on the winning side. We're not on the losing side. I mean, look, that is the greatest thing ever. We're on the winning side of life, no matter what, because of what Jesus has done for us and us accepting Him as our Lord and Savior, that we can rest assured that no matter what happens in our lives, that God is taking care of it. Because we put our trust in Him no matter what. Ooh. Psalms 103 verse 7. David wrote this about Moses. He penned this down under the unction, which is the anointing of the word of God. It says this, He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel. Very great, a great scripture. He made known His ways unto Moses. You remember Moses? What do you remember about him? He killed the soldier, or he parted the Red Sea. Well, God used him to part the Red Sea. God used him to bring deliverance to the people, to the children of Israel. God used him to be the leader. He did make a mistake that we know of that's in Scripture. And because of his mistake, he was not able to enter into that land. And that's God's prerogative, however he wants to deal with it. But I tell you what, Moses knew God. It says that God showed him his ways, my Lord. God, Moses knew God in her inner, with his inner character, with that inner heart. His principles were behind what he does. Knowing God's ways means understanding why he acts and trusting his heart. You see, we got to trust the heart of God no matter what. No matter what the world deals out at us, we got to trust God that we put our lives and our hearts in His hands. And so we know that God is in charge, not man, but God Himself. Because we bowed our knee before Him, He takes that very serious. And we're trying and striving to live for Him to the best of our ability and with the knowledge we know of the Word of God. And it moves Him. Knowing God's ways means understanding why he acts and trusting his heart. People who know God's ways stay peaceful during tough times because they trust who God is, not just what he can give them right then. That is a mouthful. So you know what? I'm going to read it again. Thank you. They appreciate it. Oh, I'll do it for you. You want it three times? Oh, okay. No. People who know God's ways stay peaceful during tough times because they trust who God is, not just what he can give them right then. Ooh, trust him. We want to know the ways of God. You see, Moses stepped up a little further, closer to God, knowing his ways, not just the acts of God. Now, let me tell you, the acts of God are visible signs, things God does. Outward miracles, events, physical deeds, parting the Red Sea, manna from heaven. And you might say, my God, those are great things. Yes, they are. Now, let me point something out at you. In this verse 7, it doesn't say anything wrong with either way. Now, the better way is to know the ways of God. But it doesn't say that it's wrong to know the acts of God either. Okay? Because you see, we want to see miracles, huh? I don't like to see the people of God struggling in certain areas. Who knows? And if I feel that way, I don't think God likes that either. But things happen individually to whoever. Things happen in our lives. And we need sometimes an act of God. We need a miracle from God. We need the hand of God. We need the power of God. We need the anointing of God. We need God. And Moses saw the acts of God by the parting of the Red Sea. That is miraculous, people. Probably each and every one of you, I could have you stand up. Oh, I won't do that. Stand up and you can probably tell me one thing that God did on your behalf. And if he wouldn't have stepped in, no telling where you'd be today. Me included. Huh? People, we need to remember the ways of our God. We need to also remember the acts of our God. That's why he wrote it in scripture. Not to forget that he is the great God Jehovah. And he can part the Red Sea, but he can part the problem in your heart and in your life. He can separate it. He can make it calm. He can bring the peace of God upon that situation. He can give you the wisdom that you and I need. In every circumstance, he can take the weighted heart that's weighed down by the pressures of this world and release it by the power of Almighty God. Amen. He can take times when the enemy has come like at you and he's tried to destroy your heart and your life and your family. And God is the only one that can stand up and lift up the standard and say, no, you can't go any further. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord. We win on every side of our lives, no matter what. Either we're healed here or we'll be healed there. Honestly, this is what I believe. If you're not healed here, the minute you close your eyes and you depart out that body, the spirit, you'll be healed going to heaven. Because just it's a physical thing. God is the healer. That's who we trust. And let me tell you this. I know some of you need a mighty miracle in your life. If I were you, I would take that word and I would get every healing scripture that is in that word, and I would write it down because you need to write it down. You might say, well, I can put it in my phone. Yeah, but something happens when you write it down. Faith rises up with it somehow, and it comes a part of you. Write those scriptures down and go over those scriptures every day and say, Lord, I claim my healing. I claim my healing. I claim my healing, Lord. You see, as you quote the word of God, you're lining yourself up with what God wants for you. And he's in control as the healing or whatever needs to happen. See, God has given us victory through the cross of Calvary. We are in Christ no matter what. Because we've come out of darkness into his light. We are now in Christ. We're not in yourself. We're not in a church. We're not in anything except in Christ. He protects, he helps, he moves, and he does what needs to happen. My Lord, what a God we serve, people. We have to push. Like our book was reading about darkness. There's darkness out there, people. And let me tell you this. The enemy out there doesn't like you preaching the scriptures. He doesn't like you preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I tell you what, our God is pleased with it. And you know what? We keep doing it. We keep preaching. We keep telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what we see on the outside, we're not moved by what we see with the physical eye. We're moved by faith in Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. The power of Almighty God. My Lord, make yourself known unto us, Lord. I'm sure as Moses was out there for 40 years after he killed the soldier, Egyptian soldier. 40 years. Can you imagine, people? 40 years. You're just out there working, tending sheep, getting married, whatever. I mean, you had a... whatever. And nothing from the Lord. Till one day, a burning bush, and God speaks to him. God is ready to speak, people, to us. Let him speak. I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 19, please. Exodus 19, page 143. Make yourself known, Lord. Make yourself known. My Lord, make yourself known unto us. Look at verse 9. We're going to be reading quite a few scriptures here, but so we can get the whole picture of this context. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord, my Lord." That is great scripture. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." Now, just want to stop there just for a minute. We don't have to, I mean, please wash your clothes, but... that didn't come out the way maybe... You know, they had to, that because the cross hadn't come about yet, that's the only way that God could bless them. They had to do the outward. It has kind of flipped today. God looks at the inward. Now, he wants the outward to look good too and smell good, look good. But God looks more at that heart on the inside, you see. See, so that's why you never throw somebody away, because you never know what God is doing. The heart of a man or a woman is what God looks at. And let me tell you, if God can capture a heart of a man or a woman, he has them forever. And he wants to move and do. So they had to do that. And then verse 11, "And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set bounds upon the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves that you go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall surely be put to death." Now there's always parameters. 13, "There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount." Verse 14, "And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes." Really symbolic of the cross of Calvary. "And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not as at your wives." 16, "And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders, lightning, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled." Too bad there's not a lot of trembling going on today, huh? "And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. 19, "And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, And God answered him by a voice. Now, I want to read the comment here about that verse. It says, and God kept answering him, talking about Moses, by a voice, explaining how the following scriptures and all that. But let me tell you, God kept talking to Moses and talking to Moses and answering his questions. I know a lot of you have questions about God. Talk to him. Talk with him. Find out with him. Say, Lord, show me. He might give you a scripture. He might show you what to do, where to go, what he will do with people. He loves for our people to be hungry for him. You know, when you invite people to come to your house, you know, you want them to be hungry. You don't want to put a spread of food in front of them and don't eat. You know what I'm saying? It's like you want them to be hungry. Come eat. Yes, take another scoop of rice, please. Put some more meat on that plate. We want people hungry, and God wants us to be hungry for him, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, after him. Not a put on righteousness, not none of that stuff, but a righteousness that comes from the heart of an individual, from the inside out, that changes the outside, not the outside trying to change the inside. That's religion. But the inside of God changing the outside of a person and making them whole. Look at this next verses. It says, and the Lord came down upon the Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up on the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also who come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you charged us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, go away, get thee down, and you shall come up, and you and Aaron with you. And let not the priests and the people break through to come unto the Lord, lest he, the Lord, break forth upon them. That means death. So Moses went down unto the people and spoke unto them. Here we see a mighty miracle of God, people. Mighty. But what I want to show is, Moses knew the ways of God. God would call up Moses to Mount Sinai. You know, I look back and I want to see 8 times Moses went up, that the scripture says, to the Mount Sinai where God was. And God would come down and meet with him and talk with him. Look, let me tell you this. God is wanting to speak to you and I like never before. He wants to make himself known unto you. Don't ever believe the enemy, and he'll try to tell you that God doesn't want to talk with you, that God doesn't want to communicate with you. That's an absolute lie from the pit of hell, because he knows, the enemy knows, when God speaks and he speaks to an individual, it changes their lives for the betterment. Amen. And so we need to go to God and say, I'm hungry for the things of God, Lord. I'm hungry for you, Lord. How many of you have ever been really hungry? I mean, we can't go through dinner without being hungry, you know? So you probably saying, Pastor, I'm hungry right now. Come on now. Amen. We're hungry, Lord. Come on, let us go. But hungry for the things of God. And let me tell you, when you're hungry, God will meet you where you are, and he will give you the bread and the manna that you so want from him. Fresh manna, fresh bread from above that lines up with the word of God. I'm not talking about old frenzy stuff out there.
Amen.
We need fresh bread, fresh word from the Lord. My Lord, fresh from heaven above. Asking God to move upon whatever situation you're going through. God can do it. God can do it. You know, God let Moses come up, and Aaron, they went up, and he told them, there's a border around. Don't even touch it. We have to obey when God speaks. Let me put it to you a little differently, maybe, or basically the same. But when God speaks, when you're reading and God speaks to you something, take it serious.
Yeah.
Take it serious. Don't flippantly say, oh, well, The Holy Spirit doesn't speak to us just for us to throw it out the window like it's nothing. He speaks to bring life to your soul, to give you direction. Make yourself known unto us as a church, as believers in Christ. And here Moses went 8 times. Few times one time he went up to get the tablets of stone and God gave it to him. Another time he went back after they were broken and got some more. I mean, God just spoke to this man. He knew the ways of God, the ways of God. In Acts chapter 19, it says that Paul went to a place and he was preaching on Mars Hill. You know where Mars Hill is? Well, that's in the Far East over there. It was a place. It was Athens, really. And they built altars to every god they knew, they could think of. And Paul passes by and it says there's an altar that's to the unknown god. Well, the Holy Spirit speaks to him and says, okay, tell them who the unknown god is. You see, that's the Holy Ghost, people. That's the Holy Spirit. You're not out there just doing whatever you want. You're out there doing the mission of the Holy Spirit, the mission of the triune God, the mission of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, asking God to be relevant to people and to change their hearts. People are dying out there, people. They're dying physically and they're dying spiritually. What's out there? Dying, just dying on the vine. But you know what? We have hope. And it's not because of us, it's because of who God is. And our hope is in our God, Jesus Christ, and what He has done for us. And so we have a hope that we can share with people what He can do, how He can bring victory, how He can bring you out of darkness, how He can give you new direction, how He can give you new life. That's the kind of God we serve. And Moses started to teach, Paul started to teach them about the right way. Some maybe received, some didn't. See, God will use the things of the world to speak to us and tell us how to maneuver and get around and talk with somebody about Jesus. See, the wisdom of God outweighs the wisdom of this world by far. My Lord, my Lord. So what we do is we trust Him. Lord, make yourself known unto us like never before. Look, spend time with Him because you love Him, not because you have to. Because you love Him and care about Him and what He wants to do in your heart and life. Some may think all things are lost. Look, it's never lost if you have breath in your lungs and you're still breathing. God still gives hope. Lord, make yourself known unto us as a church. Help us to know the voice of the Lord God Almighty. Help us to know how to be led by the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us to know when you want us to pray over somebody, Lord God. Help us to know the voice that is inside of us, the God that lives on the inside of us. Can you imagine? The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, God Himself lives in you and I. And we can trust Him no matter what. We can trust who He is, what He'll do, and where He's going. Lord, make Yourself known unto us. Show us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it because of the God You are. Paul had to trust. Moses had to trust. What do you want? His ways or His acts? Both are okay. One is just much better. Now, hey, I like to see healings though. And I like to see certain, but no matter if that comes or not, I will have peace in God and I will trust Him. Amen. And I will endure and I will do no matter what. Amen. That we have a tenacity on the inside of us saying, I'm not moved by the pressures of this world. I'm not moved by what people do or think, but I'm moved by the Spirit of God. Amen. And what He can do. My Lord, my Lord. Amen. And everyone says, amen. Amen. Good job. Let's say it again. And everyone says, amen. Amen. That means you're saying, so be it. Yes. Amen. You may stand, please. Praise God.